How beneficial is it to have two tight ends like yourself and Rob in front of us?
I think it's awesome, but really what comes with that is the coaches and players we have around us, and obviously we have so many weapons around us that it helps us out a lot.
How are you feeling today?
I feel great.
Yeah. You dinged up a little bit the other day in that one run down by the goal line.
Nah, I felt great.
How difficult do you think it makes defenses, you lined up a lot as a running back the other day, just not knowing on a play-to-play basis where you and a lot of other players on this offense are going to line up on any given play?
It's hard for defense because we move so fast. It's hard for them to recognize where everybody is, to if they have matchup, who they want matched up on who. So it makes defenses think fast, and we move fast, so it's tough on them.
And do you think that suits you personally? I mean, your versatility suitable for this offense? I mean, the fact that you on any given play, I mean, you can be on the field and on any given play just move running back, different tight end positions.
I'd say there's a lot of players that can do that, but our coaches just know how to move people around and get them in situations to make it hard on the defense. So I'd say there's a lot of players, obviously, that can be very versatile, but our coaches do a great job of moving us, and especially me, and put me in different positions.
What are you seeing from the Baltimore defense that stands out for you first and foremost?
Obviously, they got a whole bunch of dogs on that team, and they're a great defense, and hopefully we come ready to play.
Aaron, there's an effort online to get a nickname for you and Gronk. One of them was the Boston TE Party. What do you think? Do you have any ideas?
I'd say a good one would be Rob and Aaron. I was just joking.
That's easy.
I actually heard something about that, but I saw like there was like six of them or something. Someone was showing me, one of my friends. But
you like any of them?
I actually did. I forgot what it was, but it was kind
of
cool.
What do you think of the fans getting behind you? They love you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, I love the support and love my fans. In New England, we have great fans, so it's kind of good.
Aaron, what is the one thing that stands out most about Brady? Is his leadership, or is it more like he's just one of the guys that, as good as he is, he's still like has no ego?
I'd say to be considered one of the best, or if not the best quarterback in the game, you have to be have more than one thing that sticks out and is outstanding. And he's all around. Everything is sticks out and is outstanding for him.
Just his leadership and
everything.
Do you expect anything different this week with the magnitude of the game, or do you just try to treat it like?
I say, you got to treat it like every game. You know, the coach we have, every week, whether it's first game of season, preseason, we treat it like it's a Super Bowl. So every week we come in and it's full attention. If you don't have your full divided attention, then you probably won't be playing much.
Hey, does internally the kind of focus go up just because of the game, because of where you guys know, you know, what's at stake?
I'd say definitely, because obviously it's a huge game, and this is the biggest game. It's a one-game season, or we go home. So obviously we need more focus, more preparation, and we need to come to play.
Are you and Gronk competitive with one another?
What's crazy is we're not. I've always been in my life, maybe in college I was competitive against them, or high school, but I'd say now we're so close. We're more like, honestly, like brothers, and a lot of people say that just to say it, but we really are. We're really close. We love each other, and we have a great relationship.
Hey, Aaron, over here.
I got you.
Hey, you guys make it look easy. Everyone says, oh, young, et cetera, but can you just speak about the work that's gone in to get from where you were, and for you and Rob to get from there to where you are now?
It was a lot of screaming at us, a lot of disciplining, and obviously over the 2 years we got a lot of help, and we have great players around us that get us ready and prepared for the game, and we're in a great organization that makes sure that we know each detail of each route and how to run it and where we need to be, and we got taught a lot of discipline, so that's obviously why we have some success.
How did you guys, I mean, not everybody takes to screaming and yelling and discipline the same. How did you guys, speaking to, I know Rob as well, take
Rob takes a little better than I do, but I'd say this year has been pretty good, and they don't really discipline us too much now, because we already had a year under our belt and we matured a lot from our first year. But that first year, first coming in, it was kind of rough, a little screaming in our ears, but obviously over time we matured and became a lot better.